The following is a presentation of the World Marketing Association.
Thank you so much for joining The Informer today. I'm your host, J.L. Thompson, here with my co-host, Ms. Darlene Witherspoon, owner of the very popular blog, Success Tips with Darlene. We're glad you're here, and hope you'll find a presentation of relaxing music and business topics informative.
Also today, we have a special addition to The Informer, international travel consultant, the diva herself, Mary Kay Harris. She will give us some insight on how to handle international travel emergencies. Mary will also join The Informer each Wednesday at 8 p.m. with a travel commentary on international travel. Join us. You don't want to miss this.
Hi, this is Darlene with a success tip. Let's look at an autoresponder. Obviously, an autoresponder service is a most vital thing. Without it, you won't be able to collect email addresses or email those addresses you do collect. There are two types of autoresponder services, hosted and self-hosted. Self-hosted scripts won't typically cost you a monthly fee, but they may cost you an upfront charge for the script itself. However, you may run into some issues that make you wish you'd gone with a hosted service. First, with hosted scripts, you don't have access to the whitelisted status that many of the hosted services have. This means many of your subscribers won't receive your emails, and instead, your messages will go to their spam boxes, or they will probably never be seen. Second, you will be on your own when it comes to dealing with spam complaints. When you are a member of a hosted service, they can handle spam complaints on your behalf. If you use double opt-in so that people have to confirm their request before they are subscribed, you will have extra protection in the case of spam complaints. This is Darlene. Thanks for listening.
Making a habit of personal development. It can be a rather amusing task to sit back and analyze some of the daily rituals we perform, often without giving any conscious thought. I believe this is a good thing because we would accomplish very little if we had to stop and think about every task we perform. Just today, I was making the short drive from my home to the library where I do most of my writing when I noticed I had been completely engrossed in thoughts about the book I'm working on. I had to look in the back seat to check if I even brought my laptop and writing materials. I then became aware of all the other things that had to take place just to make this short trip. Among other things, I had to put on my shoes, put on my jacket, walk from the house to the car, unlock the car with the keyless entry, place my bag in the back seat, sit in the driver's seat, fasten the seatbelt, start the car, and so on. The entire time this was happening, my thoughts were directed towards my task for the day. This got me thinking about some of the other habit patterns in our life that we consciously decide to do without really asking ourselves if the task is really the most important thing on our list. For example, many people choose to watch a number of hours of television each day. I personally know people who spend an unusual amount of time cleaning their home or randomly browsing the internet. The point I'm trying to make is that most of us can probably uncover at least 1 hour of time each day that we give to meaningless tasks. The interesting thing is, if you ask most people if they are happy with all the results in their life, the truthful answer is often no. My goal is to encourage people to dedicate some time every single day to personal reflection and self-development. If you are unhappy with a certain situation, you have the ability to change your thinking and ultimately your behavior so that you can improve that particular circumstance. Instead of watching a daytime drama or indulging in excessive dusting and mopping, you might want to consider picking up a book or audio program that forces you to examine your results. From my personal experience, this simple action produces an internal reaction. Because you are examining your own personal results, you quickly realize that you are the only one who can change them. Unfortunately, in our society today, people are fixated on producing immediate results and having tangible evidence in their hands the minute they ask for something. With personal development, the true benefits can only be realized when we incorporate the ideas into a habit. Think about it this way. If you were to make a firm commitment to read or listen to personal development educational programs for even 30 minutes a day for the next 2 weeks, what kind of positive impact could this have on your life? What if you did it for 2 months? Similar to unconscious activities such as getting dressed or brushing your teeth, you would start to create a new habit and become the kind of person who automatically takes action on ideas that move you in the direction of improved results. From personal experience, I can attest to the fact that this kind of self-study works. It really is a never-ending process because it is part of our nature to grow, expand, and develop, and ultimately, it provides an excellent opportunity to make positive life changes. As you become more involved in personal development, you will start to notice areas of your life that are working well and other areas that require improvement. This kind of education will help you harness ideas that will improve your results while at the same time overcome all of the inhibitors standing in the way of you achieving your aim. A common question I hear is, where do I start? There are so many good authors, philosophies, and ideas on this topic that you can never really say which style will work. The best advice I have ever received from this perspective is to study and learn from those who are producing the results that you would like in your life. It's a pretty basic lesson, but a very important one. Seek out the people who have already achieved what you would like to achieve and learn from them. Success often leaves clues, and it is up to you to find those clues and act on them. With a daily commitment to personal improvement, you will quickly become a master detective who will transform each clue into a tangible action that will lead you to a more fulfilled life.
Hi again, I'm your host, J.L. Thompson. I hope you're finding the show informative. Did you know that you can host your own show segment at theinformerradio.com? The Informer offers hosts an amazing opportunity to spread the word about their business across the web. Just tune in to www.informerradio.com. That's informerradio.com. Click the More drop-down link and host a show. You can record your show in your own voice at the site. You can also monetize your show and sell ads to be played in your show. Visit the website, informerradio.com, for more info on this amazing opportunity. Discover Internet Radio and move your business forward faster.
There are a few things you just can't learn from a textbook that you have to live through, to see, to be fully entrenched in. Because here is a simple truth. This world is a tough place. Getting what you want, making the most of the time you have, requires that you put yourself in a position to succeed. It means you see a finish line before one exists. Look, no one's ever going to call you and tell you how incredible your idea is. You can't build a business on potential or win a championship on promise. Results are binary. You either accomplished something or you simply did not. Right? That's it. That's what people see, the result. So that means every second, every step of the way from where you are right now until you cross the finish line depends on you and your thoughts. How you internalize failure, how you look at setbacks. When no one is around to pat you on the back or tell you how great you are, will you have enough self-belief to move forward? Because my friends, that's the hardest part. That's what no one talks about. Having the courage to wake up every single day of your life and know that you are building towards something incredible. You are creating a masterpiece from the ground up. And that means that when you're looking in the mirror, you believe in what's staring back at you. You see the unseen and you are willing to bring it to life. That is the foundation that you build greatness on. And it's a daily pursuit, creating milestones, designing the small wins that keep you going, that keep you moving, that get you past all those times you so desperately want to turn around, but know that for you, it simply isn't an option. That is not your reality. You have more waiting for you. And so you press on, cloaked in confidence. You move into the unknown, seeking the day the rest of the world looks up and calls you lucky. They'll look at what you've built and say how fortunate you are, but they won't comprehend the 20-hour days, the focus, the ridicule for being different or obsessive or non-conformist. They won't know that self-belief trumped all of that, that it was everything. The word great is separate for a reason. It implies a specific set of beliefs and values. It means you saw light when most people saw darkness. It means you said yes when most people said no. You moved forward when the rest of the world turned around. Believe in your greatness. See it. Live it. It is there, and you need to know that it's there. Because it will make all the difference. Your self-belief will define you.
Would be a good time to start on a good idea? That's simple, isn't it? Right now. Today. That's the time you want to start on your good idea. And you're going, but Larry, I got a lot of things planned today. You don't understand. You see, I got to stop by the cleaners, and then I got to go by the grocery store on the way home to get some bread and some milk. And then when I get home, oh man, Larry, I'm really tired. I've got to kick back for a little while, watch a little television, then I got to fix dinner, and I got to sit down with the family, spend a little family time. Yeah, I don't care. You got a big list of excuses of all the stuff you got to do. Here's what you got to do. Today, you've got to get started on becoming a better version of who you really are. Today, not tomorrow. That's really the key idea. There's this great quote by General Patton who said, "A good idea implemented today is better than a perfect idea implemented tomorrow." I like that. I really like that idea. And that's what I've always built my business on. That's what I've changed my life based on that one quote. Just do it today. Always today. I don't have time. You see, if you're one of those people who says, oh, I got plenty of time. No, you don't. There's no time. There's absolutely no time. Let me ask you a couple of questions. If you want to increase your sales, when would be a great time to start calling more customers? How about next month? No, that won't work. You need to start doing it today. That's when you ought to start calling more customers. If you've got an employee that's done a great job, when would be a great time to go over and say thank you and point out what a great job they've just done? Not tomorrow. You'd want to do that today, wouldn't you? If you have an employee that's absolutely incompetent and they're ruining your business and they're insulting your customers and they're causing chaos throughout your business, when do you want to get rid of that employee? Well, not tomorrow. You want to do it today. When should you start doing anything that's really worth doing? You need to do it today, not tomorrow. Never tomorrow. Always today. Remember this, TNT. TNT, today, not tomorrow. There's no time. Do it today. And here's why. You might be saying, it's going to take more time for me to get ready. No, it isn't. You need to work fast. Speed is what's going to keep you on track. You need to work as fast as you possibly can. Let me tell you why speed is important. When you work out of a sense of urgency, you will work from your gut. Your gut will do the right thing before you can outthink yourself. You see, if you sit back and say, well, we need to plan this and we need to think, and I'm not saying go off half-cocked and just get started on something. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But the more you plan and the more you think about it and the more you strategize, the more you do all of those things, you're going to start to take shortcuts. You're going to start saying, well, we could save a little over here. We could do this over there. Don't do that. Instead, just get started. By the time you have strategized about it, chances are you could have probably already finished. So I'm saying work fast, do it now, create a sense of urgency. Remember, there's no time. You have to get it done. And you know, when you expect to get the work done quickly, the work will get done quickly. That's what I've discovered is amazing. Work takes as much time as you allow for it. If you don't allow much time to get the work done, it won't take much time to get the work done. So get started and get started right now. You can improve your life today. When would be a good time to do it? Today, not tomorrow.
You know, if you're looking for ways to spread the word about your business across the world wide web, then you must join the Banner Board. The Banner Board at theworldmarketingassociation.biz. That's worldmarketingassociation.biz. The World Marketing Association will construct a banner, accent it towards your business, and link it to your website. So visit and join the Banner Board. As a bonus, you'll also receive a mention of your business and website on the radio show, the show you're listening to now, The Informer. So join the Banner Board. We're thankful and glad you did. Thanks again for joining The Informer today. And please visit the Banner Board, where you'll find businesses and opportunities to satisfy all of your business needs. Businesses such as Skin by Nature, all natural ingredients for natural skin care. And Gatto XL, introducing James, the coffee guy. You'll also find the Network University at the Banner Board, promoting your businesses around the web. You can also get your VIP access. Click the banner, make wealth real. Banner number 4, at the board. The Tree of Knowledge is also represented. Discount ebooks, banner number 5. Number 6, at the Banner Board, J-Mac increases your daily income. Visit J-Mac. Click on his banner. Hi again, I'm your host, J.L. Thompson. You know, recently I had the opportunity of meeting with Mr. Ed Davis Sr. He's a representative with an extraordinary health care company, NP USA. NP USA produces products that is extraordinary in the healthcare industry. Well, let Mr. Davis tell you about it. Give him a call at 702-350-1785. We think you'll be glad you did. Leads to move your business with Don at the Banner Board, banner number 7. Also, Shirley introduces FireFan. Get in the game. Click banner number 8. Banner number 9. Darlene Witherspoon introduces Travels Unlimited for all your travel needs. Go to banner number 12 for your domain and websites. At banner number 14, Regina, coach, teacher, and speaker. Visit Regina at her banner. You can also increase your wealth with Evelyn. Banner number 16 at the Banner Board. Offers a marketing lesson at banner number 21. We also like to welcome Matt
on the banner board at SportTalkWithMac.com. He's at banner number 20 for all your sporting information. You know, Cal 8, your source for $2,800 bumpers at the banner board number 22. Dan is also at the banner board. Dana and the 4% group take the 7 steps to results. Banner number 23. Click on Dana's banner. Tony Coker, success coach and mentor. Banner number 24. Visit Tony. Abby introduces Sci-Fi, SFI, at the banner board number 34. And Athena offers investment opportunities at number 37. Visit Athena's banner. John Madera offers mobile and marketing apps. Banner number 38. Visit John. Mike Ferris, what is a free market all about? Banner number 39. And you can get your own city with City Pen and Saver. Banner number 40. Join the banner board. You know, internet radio ads offer a fast track to success with your web business. And advertising on the Informer Business Topic Radio Show could be the engine to get started. The internet radio audience is growing thanks to shifts in consumer listening behavior to streaming stations and easy access with many devices. Internet radio users are embracing internet radio on a growing number of devices, from PCs, smartphones, tablets, automobiles, and even Wi-Fi connected home appliances. You can join this traffic magnet. We'll create an ad for you and place it in our business topic show, The Informer. Don't hesitate. Internet radio can move your business forward fast. As always on The Informer, we try to provide our listeners with helpful information for their business and other life's ventures. That is why we're so glad to have with us every week Ms. Mary K. Harry. Mary is the owner of System 2000 Travel Network and is also an affiliate of Expedia Cruise Ship Center. She's been in the business for more than 30 years, and she's going to be on board weekly to give us helpful commentary and easy tips for international travel. So stay with us. Mary will be right up. She's going to tell us about emergencies on international travel and air guidelines when traveling internationally.
Good morning. This is Mary K. Harris, your international travel diva. I'm here to offer you some information on travel emergencies. It's the traveler's worst nightmare, and no one likes to think that it couldn't happen to them. But I've had my share of travel tragedies as a travel agent. Here are some tips that just a couple of possible travel tragedies that could happen to you. A lost passport. When you discover a lost or stolen passport, act immediately. If you think you lost it, ask someone who is calm and collected help you search your room and belongings with you. If it is still missing, contact the local police and your embassy. You will need to apply for an emergency passport at the embassy, which will only be valid for a limited time, but will get you back home. Once you are back in the U.S., you will have to apply for a new passport. My best advice is to pack a photocopy of your birth certificate or passport before you leave. It will save you time and money should the worst happen. If you are going on an extended trip, you might consider putting together an emergency passport kit containing everything you would need for getting an emergency passport. Number one, passport application form DS-1. Print out one from the State Department website. Number two, three passport photos. Some embassies only require two. A photo ID such as a driver's license. Proof of U.S. citizenship such as a copy of your birth certificate, Social Security card, or certificate of naturalization. Copy of your airline ticket, booking confirmation, or itinerary. A phone number of the embassy or consulate for the countries you will be visiting available from the Department of State. Thank you.
Hi, this is J.L. Thompson, host of The Informer. If you're looking for a prominent business opportunity, then you must consider Nuriam International. Nuriam International, products to make you look better, feel better, and a business opportunity to live better. Experience the transformative powers of Nuriam's proven age-fighting products and their breakthrough intraneural business opportunity. For more information, contact Mary Harris at 310-739-7258. I think you'd be glad you did.
Hello, this is Mary Kay Harris, your international travel diva, coming with today's information on international air travel guidelines. Looking forward to that trip to Europe, or maybe you're visiting another exciting destination in the world? Here are some tips and guidelines that will make your airline travel portion of your trip more enjoyable. Planning your trip. Always use a travel professional. If you run into a problem such as a delayed or canceled flight, overbooked hotels, medical emergencies, or other situations that can happen while traveling, your travel professional can act as your backstop to make things right and get you back on track. This is just one of the reasons that using a travel professional is the only way to plan your international travel. Always plan on arriving to your destination at least a day before you need to be there. Arriving the day you intend to catch a cruise, as an example, could wreck your entire vacation should your flight be delayed or canceled. Also, make sure that your baggage shows up before your cruise depart is paramount to having a quality vacation experience. Reconfirm everything long before you depart on your vacation. If you are traveling over the international dateline, make sure that the arrival dates are the correct dates that you will be arriving at your destination. Ditto for overnight flights with connections. If you have booked various airlines on your itinerary yourself, you should hire a travel professional to review your itinerary and advise you as to its viability, baggage handling issues, and potentially act as your U.S.-based liaison should something go wrong.
And again, we'd like to thank the international travel diva, Miss Mary Kay Harris, for her words of wisdom in regards to our international travel. You know, her Zoom segment is aired Wednesday at 8 p.m.
and is archived at theinformerradio.com for anytime listening. So join us each Wednesday, 8 p.m., for Mary Kay Harris, the International Travel Diva. And we want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us today and each day, 8 p.m. Pacific time. We're glad you came aboard. We hope you found it relaxing and informative. The Informer, former radio.